Welcome to the all clit liquor edition of the Happy Hour fucking podcast. Dana Goldberg's in the house.
Yay! I'm already choking.
Friend of the Reiners,
yep.
Robin Michelle Reiner, who recommended you and said, oh my God, she's so fucking funny.
She was so literally from the table at the Human Rights Campaign Gala. She sent you an email.
Exactly.
We were done.
Exactly. And we were done. And look at magically, awesome. You are here. And apparently one of the top five funniest lesbians in America, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. That's something.
What?
I'm not sure what it is, but it's definitely something.
Apparently, I don't even know if I made top 100. What the fuck, Chris?
I don't know.
What's with my people?
You need a PR department.
Congratulations.
Chris, apparently, that's not you.
No.
It's never anyone's job.
It's never anyone's job.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
That is hilarious. I've watched some of your stuff. You are indeed hilarious.
Thank you.
By the way, and it's not to make this about me now, Chris.
Uh-oh.
I do happen to have the number one political comedy book in America today on Amazon.
Right. Yes,
Sexy
you
Liberal.
Do.
Sexy Liberal. And my first chapter, Abandoned by Wolves, Raised by Republicans, was just excerpted on Huffington Post. Wow. What do, Dana? I come in and read your... Not only do we have the carpet munching in common...
We do.
And the comedy, but... Her bio, Chris, Jim,
yeah.
says raised by a wild pack of Jews.
Wow.
You were raised by a wild pack of Jews.
In Albuquerque.
Yeah, my mother and two siblings.
They have Jews in Albuquerque?
What's
I had
really,
no idea.
They all bought
only
Amway.
Only if you turn left.
They all bought Amway in New York, sight unseen in the 40s, and then they moved their ass out there because they got tired of the cryogenics experiment that was happening on the East Coast.
Jim has a Nazi obsession.
What are you doing?
He does. So he already blurted out a Hitler thing, and I was like, don't mention Nazi. She's a Jew.
It's too soon. It's too soon.
70 years. Too soon.
It's too soon.
Let me get back on our good side now, Jim. My dad was an assistant prosecutor at Nuremberg, Dana, and I apologize for Jim.
I was dating a Catholic Puerto Rican and who lived in Germantown. I found this out during the holiday.
Wow.
And I said, your family lives in Germantown. How long does it take to get there? And she goes, about 45 minutes by train. I was like, listen.
I can't take a train into Germantown
at Christmas. I can't. I can't take a train. I'm not showering at your mom's house. Like, it was really bad.
I'm so glad we can laugh about this.
It'll be fantastic.
So, wait a minute.
It's fantastic in these kinds of things of this nature.
Well, first of all, last week on the podcast, we covered that Jim feels like he was reincarnated. Tell her why, Jim, your obsession with Nazi Germany.
It's a long story. But I'm pretty sure I was a bomber pilot in World War II and got shot down and then wound up living in Germany among the people who killed me in my previous life.
Wow.
And,
He was on the good side, apparently, if that matters to you.
I was on the right side.
Perfect.
Good. Not...
The
yes,
left side.
Not
the left side.
Left
the right side.
Side.
The
you
left
know what
side
I mean.
Of the
yes.
right side.
Right. The correct side.
Right. You know, so we have a lot in common. So that story you just told. So when I was traveling in Europe, when I was, in college,
right.
on $5 a day in one outfit and trying not to get raped. You know that tour. Remember that book?
It was yesterday.
Europe on $5 a day. Shut the
not
fuck up.
Getting raped on $5 a day.
Try not to get raped. How to
try
not
get
raped
in a hostel.
$5 right. a day.
Although, right. as we've discussed on previous Happy Hour podcast, there was the Italy incident.
Okay. It's the only time I got anal. Okay. And from a guy. It was, anyway, listen.
That's
now,
what happens on $3 a day.
Right.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what you get.
What do you want for $3?
But it was not really even. It was just like an attempt at it because I said, oh, I'm a virgin. I'm not going to have,
Sweet of life, I found you.
I was like, oh, yeah. You know what? Not that door either. Okay.
No. That's exit only.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's not what I meant. What I meant is I'm obviously a giant lesbian. I just don't know yet. So can you please just keep your dick away from
any,
me?
Any orifice. Any orifice. Yeah. Right.
Right.
It's very pretty.
Okay.
That's it.
Anyway. But anyway, hilarious because my friend Angela that I was traveling with when we were in Germany, I told her that my dad had been a prosecutor at Nuremberg. She goes, oh my God, keep your voice down. And I was like, what?
No.
I think they're it's over right now.
Yeah,
I don't think
pretty much.
Yeah.
I think they said they were sorry.
Yeah.
I think there was some reformation.
She's like, oh my God, how are we going to, we got to get out of
oh,
here.
No.
You're like, we should go hide in that Holocaust museum they built for us.
They'll never find us
They'll
there.
Find us
then
there.
I remember in the youth hostel, they like kick you the fuck out at like 7 in the morning.
They're really hostile.
They're it's a really hostile hostel, Jim. And they start screaming over the loudspeaker in German in the morning, which is a little...
That's terrible.
Stehen Sie auf! Aufstehen!
Raus!
Sofort! Raus!
Raus!
I'm feeling less and less safe next to Jim. I'm not going to lie.
I don't blame you.
It's starting to get really hot in here.
Yeah.
Is anyone else?
Yeah,
no?
By the way, okay. Can you turn the air up? We're all spritzing. You looked like fucking Rick Perry at his announcement
when
I came in here.
Well, that's because it's humid out because of Hurricane Blanca or whatever.
Were you wearing your smart boy glasses?
No.
Yeah, just turn it up to deep freeze. We are having
a
spritz fest in here. Okay. Anyway, but I was in Europe because where was I going? Edinburgh Fringe Festival, which is also in your bio.
We don't have to say, we might be the same person.
We might.
Do you guys see two other women in here? Just one?
No.
Is this Fight Club? Could you imagine if it was Fight Club?
He just turned.
Which one would you be?
Which one is Tyler Durden?
I think you'd be the super handsome one. Brad Pitt.
You know how we're different? Because you have not said fuck once.
Oh, well, I'll get there.
All right.
I got to warm up.
A few more sips of bourbon.
I am a Contessa. Yes, you are a bourbon girl.
I am a bourbon girl.
Oh, my God. And I already blew it on our first date because I was like, I didn't know the difference. I thought it was whiskey. I was like, I have that. And Travis is like, that's scotch. That's not you fucking stupid cunt.
Do they have Jews in Kentucky? Was that legal?
I think they have to.
Yes.
I think they sell bourbon.
Law.
But
by
yeah.
law.
Yeah.
Anyway, I apologize, but Travis saved my ass.
Travis was perfect.
He brought the bourbon.
It's delicious.
Travis is the former bartender.
And Travis was like, and I'll take the rest of the bottle.
Oh, my God.
Home.
You turn the air conditioning off. Now you're going to make it like an oven in here. Dana, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
You took a train to the oven. Wow.
This date is a disaster.
The last time they saw Dana Goldberg, she was walking into Stephanie Miller's studio.
Oh, no.
We haven't seen her since.
The Reiners are going to be so upset at you, Stephanie.
Oh, my God. Just give it to me. Give it to me. You're going to kill us all. It won't turn on. Oh, my God, you fucker. Okay, look. There it is. Oh, jeez.
He broke it.
Oh, he broke it. Great.
I didn't break it.
I actually sent Travis an email before I came. I was like, if you can keep it as hot as possible so Stephanie starts taking off her clothes 10 minutes into the interview, that would be fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. A little of these things.
All right. Just try hitting that again. Oh, we're fucked. Anyway, Dana.
Yes.
Where's the we're fucked button on here?
Did you enjoy Edinburgh?
I did.
Do I get to ask questions too?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In Scotland?
Yes.
It's one of the few places in Europe I haven't been.
There you go. Don't touch it. It's good. Don't touch it. Don't fucking touch it, you knob gobbler. I love you, Travis. Travis, don't touch it. Please don't do anything else. Oh, my God. You touched it. Okay.
Let's go back to the...
No, it's open now. Let it go. I already put it on the temperature we want. Okay. Okay. Leave it alone. Okay, Dana.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Travis is going to shoot me in the back. Just, you know what? We'll just like be like 5 minutes. It'll be...
Just don't call him Caitlin.
Just an airplane. What's
this button do? And I have a brooch and a hat.
And Leon, it's getting larger.
He just unplugs everything. What's this? Okay. Yes, Edinburgh. I played Lucy in Your Good Man Charlie Brown.
Nice,
as you can imagine from my obnoxious
That's
personality.
What I assumed.
Uh-huh. And also, I played the nurse in Streetcar Named Desire.
Of course, you did. Do you still have the costume?
Would you like
you
to
still
hear
know
line?
Your line?
Yes, please.
Oh, thank you. See, they know to ask. Takes me a second to get into it.
Okay.
Shh, Blanche. It's time. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
It's like you were there.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Right. But, you know, very long stage walk in a spotlight. So, you know, I had that moment.
I
built the dramatic tension, Dana. And
as slowly as I possibly could.
And then I was supposed to be in the chorus of West Side Story, but I'm such a fucking shitty dancer that the choreographer literally was, like, physically picking up my legs going... No.
What is wrong with you?
The musical director, when I was singing...
Franklin Roosevelt is a better dancer than you.
When I was singing, the musical director, she said, what do you hear? Anyway, so I ended up running Spotlight for West Side Story, which I was equally shitty at.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because I had little skinny arms. I couldn't really hold it up, and it was just like a bouncing, you know. So anyway.
Still a problem.
Did you enjoy Edinburgh?
I did. I did The Fringe. It was 25 shows and 25 nights. And the best part of it is I was touring with a little person named Tanya Lee Davis, who's one of the funniest fucking 3'6" comedians on the face of the earth. She's brilliant.
Travis, get her booked.
You'll love her. We drove around on a scooter. On her scooter. She told me to call her Midge.
A teeny scooter?
She was my Midge. I was her Les. And we terrorized the streets of Scotland at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's all like cobblestone and brick, so I'm pretty sure I came like 3 times on the ride.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Let's go around the block again.
I was like, oh my god! She. Wow. There was a guy that another comedian. He was sitting on a wall at the beginning of the festival, and he fell backwards and broke both of his wrists. So he had two casts on, and Tanya Lee wrote on his cast, "I heart midgets because they make my cock look bigger."
Tim, can you imagine the amount of drunk Scotsmen that just... Hey, was that a Leslie Jew and a midget? Yeah,
that was a midget on a scooter?
What is happening?
A lesbian Jew and a midget on a scooter?
That's basically what
I'm going to stop drinking.
What was Sean Connery say about this, Jim?
Yes, it's better than dragging your yamshacks through the brambles.
Ow.
This is amazing. I feel like I'm having an out-of-body.
That's what I call an octopus.
Most things in this room don't respond well to bullets.
Okay. Sorry. We got off on a thing. Anyway, so good. We have a lot in common.
We do.
Right? So, yes, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival voted one of the 5 funniest lesbians in America by Curve Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Biggest lesbo magazine nationally.
Yeah.
Apparently not a fan of mine. Pictures? Whatever.
Don't know why you haven't been on the cover yet.
Yeah. Why haven't you been on the cover
That's
of Curve?
That's actually why I haven't been.
What's it like growing up in Albuquerque?
Oh, Albuquerque. Actually, it was...
Have you ever been shot by the police?
No, but they filmed Cops 47 times.
Yeah.
And the governor
Are
actually...
Are you on meth?
Had to... yes. Not now. Not right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the meth capital of the world, Breaking Bad. I'm such a horrible... I haven't watched the whole series.
I haven't either.
Oh, thank God. I'm in good company.
I don't like it.
I feel so bad.
I have not.
I'm like Walter White. Nice guy. Not my friend. I don't know.
I hear it's good.
But yeah, I hear it's brilliant.
Told,
yeah.
I'm told it's good.
He's still Malcolm's dad, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, exactly. I have a problem disassociating.
Malcolm's dad just did meth, and he shot 4 people in the middle of the desert.
Let's talk about the roving Jews that, what was it? Oh, I'm sorry. The pack of Jews
that
raised you. A wild pack.
I do have a wild pack. I was raised by my beautiful, amazing, hilarious mother and my brother and sister. We were raised by my mom.
And 2 out of the 3 of you are a gay.
We are the gays.
So what's wrong with the freak straight one?
As long as she acts gay in public, we don't have a problem with it. She was born that way. It's not her fault. I do. I have an uncle that was like, how is it fair that you got 2 gay kids and I didn't get any? I don't know what happened. Although I do look a lot like that family, so I think there was some key swapping or something happening during that time. I have no idea.
Now, we had a coming out Christmas in my family because I came out and my nephew, who's bisexual, we came out the same Christmas.
Oh.
So now what happened in your family?
I had a crush on the softball catcher. What?
What?
I did.
Oh, stereotypes are us.
Wait a minute. Yep. Are you saying there are lesbians in softball?
I know. No. I would never say that if the glove fits. And so I had a big
you're a pitcher,
crush.
Not a catcher.
Yeah. I'm actually both gentlemen. No.
All right. Okay. Well, then.
She's a bossy bottom like Lindsey Graham.
Bossy bottoms. I heard power bottom term once. Yeah, I was like, what the hell is a power bottom?
I think we should stop bombing immediately. I don't care who.
A bossy bottom is a bottom that thinks he's in charge.
Right.
But really isn't.
That's Lindsey. Yeah.
Uh-huh, that's Lindsey.
I love that somehow you guys got the sports analogy for pitchers and catchers and the lesbians.
Yeah,
I know.
You're like, what?
yeah, the gay guys.
The gay guys got the sports analogy.
Right.
All right, so go ahead. Please proceed.
She was great. I was 18, and I stopped her in the house. And my mom grew up in Brooklyn, so her best friend growing up was a lesbian. So my brother had already come out. And
okay, so you were the straggler.
I'm the baby. And
you're the baby.
It must be something in the water.
It must be
Brooklyn.
Something in the New Mexico.
New Mexico.
One Brooklyn, one New Mexico. Basically, the conversation was, Mom, I want to talk to you about something, and she kind of stopped what she was doing, and of course, I started to cry.
This is what mine was like.
There's someone that I like, and you know, I just want to be able to bring someone home if I meet someone, and it's a girl, and
she
my
doesn't
mom
have
kind
a
of
penis.
Stopped. Yeah. Well, she does. It's not attached, but we are. So,
Dana Louise Goldberg.
Sorry. My mother literally stopped what she was doing, and she goes, what did you think I was going to do? Look at her and go, oh, you're a woman. And I was like, Mom, seriously. And we walked around the house for a little while. She's getting ready for work. And this is her. She stopped. She looked at me. She goes, listen, I love you. I don't care who you sleep with. Please be careful. I have to go to work. And I was like, okay.
That was You're like, you can't catch anything from girls. That's the whole point.
I know. That's it. That's why we do it. Yeah, so that was
Well, you
was
can,
awesome.
But it's hard.
Yeah.
Got to really be trying.
Yeah, you got to really be hard. In there.
Yeah.
Chris got a yeast infection the first girl he ate out. That's why he's gay.
First and
that's
last.
That's not why
first
I'm gay.
First and last. First
I love
and
that
last.
You didn't deny the yeast infection part, though. You were like, that is not why I'm gay.
I mean, that's part of Stephanie Miller lore. I've told that story before.
Part of his beard is Wonder Bread.
But yes, the only girl I ever ate out, I got a yeast infection in my mouth from.
That'll ruin it.
Well, it was kind of gross.
I think it's just turned me straight. That's weird.
Oh my god,
Jim, can I suck your dick?
Okay.
Well, all right, this is gonna be great for me. What do you want to do for 5 minutes? That's gonna about what it's gonna take. What do we do for the next 45 seconds?
Talk amongst ourselves.
We give you a topic, Jim Stick. Discuss.
Jeez. Yeah, my longest term relationship I've had, these guys know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get into all the details. Anyway, but she
realized you just made an All in the Family reference.
But she was a Jehu.
Okay.
She actually was in the Israeli army, so like a Jewy kind of Jew, the Jewiest.
Wow.
Right. And her parents lived part time in Israel. Mm-hmm. And it was the same situation. I can't remember, like, two or three of the daughters had been gay or been at least in just same-sex relationships, and she was like, oh, you'd with married to your father, you'd think I would have been a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah.
Bunch of girls in a tank, you know, stuff's going to happen.
Exactly. I don't know what that meant.
I'm not sure either. That was the one time I couldn't, like, just give a sympathy laugh either. I was like, I didn't get that one.
I don't get it.
That's okay.
He's
keep
obsessed.
Drinking.
They're there.
So you were saying, I didn't know if you were political or not.
Sorry,
but we
instead of the Snowden in the back of the plane.
We were laughing about the Rick Perry, how much he was fucking sweating.
Oh my god, I miss Robin Williams
sweat
so much. I miss Robin Williams so much. Or, he makes Robin Williams look dry. It was horrible.
It was like Albert Brooks in Broadcast News.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Marco Rubio turns into a woman in menopause, can't get water fast enough during his speeches. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. Gulpy McGulperson is really, wow. He could not live out here during the drought, right?
I'm sure he could live anywhere
he
without
humidity. Thirsty for power, Jim, and for water. And it's just, Oh, Mr. President, guys, get out of the toilet. Putin's on the phone.
I just took a big dump in your...
Just so thirsty I can get enough. Water good. Oh, it's so good. Okay. That was the most ridiculous moment in speechifying history, wasn't it?
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God. The reach,
just take a drink.
Reach.
You don't
the
have
reach.
To, like...
And
eye
he didn't,
contact.
He
it was
didn't
the
break
reach
eye contact. Yeah, he didn't break eye contact. Yeah.
And his little tiny Poland Spring water
it was
bottle.
So it's bad.
Like, you look like a fucking asshole.
Couldn't you stroke it and make it look bigger?
I know that the party was probably like, that's who we got to give the response.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
That's,
yeah, remember,
oh, no.
Yeah, I remember when
and aren't those you normally pre-recorded?
No, they're usually live, actually.
Oh, so the last one was just pre-recorded with the
Bobby Jindal was the first.
Yeah, Bobby Jindal, where the famous Chris Matthews, before he even got there.
Oh, God.
He goes, oh. Jesus.
Because, well, Bobby Jindal wore a suit that was way too big for him.
And he just did that long walk, like me when I played the nurse in Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah.
He did a very long, dramatic walk, and Chris Matthews was like, oh, God.
Oh, I love Chris.
Yeah.
Don't you? Oh, my God. My favorite. I cannot wait for the next election night, right, Jim? Because, like, 2, 3 in the morning, the shitty blurts out, man, is just like, you know what? I who thought we'd elect someone with a con? I mean, what? you know what I'm saying? What am I saying something that nobody else is thinking?
There's people behind him clapping that don't have any.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh no.
And they always put him in like a food court, like on election night
It's the Tiffany Mall tour. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Chris Matthews is in there, and there's just like Panda Express behind him and some hot dog on a stick.
Right,
no
right.
Idea.
Randos behind him, just like clapping.
That's I love him
what they
so
did when
much.
We were in
Charlotte?
Charlotte, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They were like sitting there in that little food court.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. Stephanie, I cannot wait for the debate. Do you understand?
Yes. The Republican? Or the
wait, the Republican.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. Because
there's
to
like
see
20 of them.
Well,
the Republican debate, they can only get eight in Iowa.
Not
right?
10.
10. 10.
10
in Iowa. Okay.
But
okay.
All the Republicans are complaining, so they may end up changing the rules to have everybody on stage.
Stop.
There might be a kids' table.
Oh, yeah. There might be a separate debate for the people below them.
I think they should.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a federal indictment against them? I need you to stand over here.
Does Charlie Fiorina like throwing mashed potatoes? Ah, Carly, stop it. Stop it. You're not going to get to debate Hillary. Just sit there and shut the fuck up.
She would try and fire her during the debate anyway. I'm going to have to fire you. I'm not sure what else to do. That's really all I've ever done.
I don't know what to do. Yeah, she is like Hillary's stalker. Right?
Yeah.
Very single white female, isn't it? Just very like...
Well, she goes to everywhere Hillary is and talks to reporters outside of the venue. It's really weird.
Is she really?
Yeah. That's part of her campaign plan. Oh, it's
watch out for stiletto heels.
Yeah.
Watch out for stiletto heels.
Maybe she knows the crowd will be there. Maybe that's the whole point of her campaign plan.
One of them's going to get Lindsey Graham's stiletto in the eye.
Yeah, but it makes her look not in charge and like she's just following and not leading.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Not the same bad as leading from behind, like Lindsey Graham always bitches about, because you know what happens then, Chris? Mm-hmm. Stuff blows up in your face. That's what he said about President Obama. He leads from behind, and Iraq is blown up in his face.
Yeah. And he's going to have a rotating first lady.
He's
like, I think my sister. I might have my sister do, I might have my sister do the job for a little while.
You would know her. You would know her. She's from Niagara Falls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pronoun game. Uh-huh. Did you play the pronoun game? I did. Oh, my God. It's going to be hilarious.
Anyone with the last name of Graham right now has lost their minds.
Oh, and he also said he's going to be a lot more social than President Obama.
Oh.
He's going to invite, there's going to be like raves. There's going to be fucking like white parties, glow sticks, just some shit going on at the white party at the White House, y'all.
Anyone up for Molly? What?
There haven't been any white parties for the last several years.
No. Don't. Because of the black guy.
Black guy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Don't you get it? There's a black guy in the White House.
But you can't talk about Carson because, you know, no one's going to talk about the fact that Carson's black.
And oh, Ben Carson, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In case you haven't noticed, he's black.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And in case you haven't noticed, he's crazy.
He is crazy.
He's a brain surgeon.
If I found out he did my brain surgery, I'd be like, I just need a checkup. If someone could give me a job and make sure everything went okay.
Right.
Did they put a microchip in? I think they put a microchip in.
Who's the cross-eyed guy? Christie?
Oh, Ron Christie.
Ron Christie, yeah.
Yeah.
The Republican, right. The Clear Vision for America.
Yeah.
He's cross-eyed. What about him?
Your listeners are like, this was supposed to be happy hour. I was supposed to drink. What the hell's up with all this?
All right, come on, drink some more bourbon. Let's go. All right, so let's go back to delving into personal things. So I watched some of your hilarious stand-up, and you tried to save one of your relationships by adopting a blind chihuahua.
I did. I wanted to work on the relationship, and I was, because I'm a processor, and she wanted to adopt the blind chihuahua.
Okay.
So we got the chihuahua.
Yeah.
And
specifically, why did she specifically want a blind chihuahua?
I don't know if it was intentional. I think she, lovely woman, if you're listening. And
you know who you are.
Yeah,
you
know who you are. The chihuahua's looking at me.
And I think she just wanted an animal and liked to save and fix things.
Okay.
Oh,
which, you know, is.
Were you a project sweetness?
I think I might have been one that didn't
talk to
turn
mama.
Out
that didn't
the way. Talk to mama.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, she's married to a man now. It's fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, all right, now the whole rest of the happy hour is going to be filled up with our stories.
She was as long project. As he's Jewish.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen his penis. So anyway, we got the dog, and bless her heart, my ex-girlfriend, pretty as she is, every once in a while something would come out of her mouth where I'd look at her and go,
huh?
What?
What now?
Wait. And yeah, the first time we left the house and our sweet blind chihuahua, she goes, did we remember to leave the light on? And I was like, for who?
The blind chihuahua? For the blind chihuahua.
Yes, and I left the light on in the New Yorker in case it wants to read a little bit. What do you mean? She, bless her heart, though. So we ended up having to find a new home for the chihuahua because we both traveled and no one was there to, yeah.
No, my, they'll be here in a minute. Robin Trish, of Robin Trish,
right.
my best friends, they have seven dogs and they're all, I don't know, like blind and
special,
deaf and crazy and they bite them and I don't know. I mean, those are true rescue people.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. They keep one of them in the basement because he's on Prozac and I don't know what's, he's like.
And they're really bad drivers.
Right. Yeah, they're really bad drivers. He's a minpin.
Well, I don't even know why people have dogs if they can't drive.
Their feet can't reach the pedals.
Yeah. No, sad. It's terrible.
They're minpins.
But anyway, well, so, but that you tried that. So, you know, that's when people, you know, straight people have kids to fix your relationship. Yeah. You got a blind chihuahua to fix your relationship.
Chihuahua.
And, right.
Didn't work. The dog didn't know. First time, oh my God, the first time this little sweet chihuahua got on its back legs to beg right in front of the oscillating fan. It had no idea it wasn't us. It broke my heart.
No.
And I spent a lot of time with this dog. So, like, we had stairs in the apartment, and I was with the dog, and I taught, and it was like, up, 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 and the dog would know it was at the stairs.
Right,
it really
right,
trusted.
Right.
But, man, anyone came near the house or in the house, you would have thought that was Cujo. It was insane.
Oh. Something about Mary Dog.
Insane. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Your chihuahua had sonar.
We thought we were going to get someone to come clean the house. You know, we thought we'd bring him in to see if that. Oh, no. She was probably like, I can't get out of here fast enough. 2.5 pounds of terror.
Yeah, but you got to run and start, right? You can, like, throw something over there so it hears something. And,
something, right?
Rearrange, rearrange the furniture. All the old Helen Keller jokes, right? You could play all of them on the...
Oh, my God. Well, I wanted to research to take care of the dog the way you're supposed to, and it says that these small dogs... They wander around and then they get stuck in corners, and you have to, and they get disoriented.
Like a Roomba.
Yes. And we adopted a Roomba.
Yes.
Three Roomba.
Oh, my God.
Just don't let the dog see, well, it can't see something about Mary.
Right.
But, so crazy. But yeah.
Right.
It's a good thing you're blind. You shouldn't be watching this.
No. All right, Dana.
Yes.
So you're single. Let's.
I am single now. It's a bit recent, though. So the bourbon should help take care of that.
Oh, all right. Maybe I need this instead then.
Yeah. All right. So it was a dark night.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Dark and stormy
night. Was it the best of times and the worst of times?
It was mostly the best of
times. This is the whole first chapter of my book. I wrote it all myself.
Really the best of times.
Really?
Yeah.
How long?
Year and a half.
Aww.
Yeah, and I honestly can't say anything bad about her. And that's not usually, I mean, most people say that, and it's not true.
Really, that's a bunch of bullshit.
There's one of these people that I'm like, you know what, I do look forward to hopefully staying in each other's lives. She's a good woman. We're just in different places.
Right. Now, okay, so hit the dating game music again.
All right, here we go.
So, Dana, so what are you looking for in a woman, Dana Gobert?
I like someone athletic. Sense of humor is very important. I'm a smile and eyes kind of girl. And yes, I do like someone who likes to wear lacy black shirts and some jeans. And they have to have two dogs that are the size of my car.
Right? How about that? That's a dog.
Yeah. Right now, nothing, but I tell you what, laughing with someone's the best thing in the world, so.
Yay!
Yay.
Yeah. Or money. They could be rich. I'm fine.
All
it's kind of a toss-up. It's a toss-up. Because I can buy laughter. So.
So, wait. All right. Tell us your whole, Dana Goldberg, tell us your whole life story. So.
Born in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
I'm a lesbian. I have a degree in physical education because it's the law.
Oh, wow. That is so shocking.
From what school?
You are a gym teacher?
I have a degree in physical education.
Awesome.
I do, okay? University of New Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah.
Go Lobos.
What? Go Lobos. Thank you. Look at that.
You know.
What was your interest in physical education other than the softball catcher?
Yeah, I think it was just the sports that lie deep within my soul.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
What sort of sports did you play, Dan?
I was a soccer player for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
20 years.
I was a goalie for a good part of it, and then I was like, put me on the field, and then I tore my quad, and I had to go back in the goal. Yeah, but I was a striker. I like to score. Ladies, did you hear that?
Hey, I did the ladies, we're talking to you.
Okay. Right. And I did a little bit of track and field. Mostly discus and shot put. So when I say track and field, I mean field. And
so
I was
that's
in
like going
band.
To sort of East German women's sports.
Yes.
Discus and shot put.
And
no offense.
They gave me discus. Injections. They told
large.
Me it was vitamins.
Very
yeah,
large.
They were vitamins.
And then my shoulders got out of here.
Wow, Steph, you're really good at that one,
Thank
too.
Thank you very much.
I'm the foremost Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonator in the country.
Female.
Female. Right.
Female. You should be.
Yeah. I can do birthday parties.
Except yeah,
I can also do Arnold in German.
I'm sperminated of your maid if your mommy's having maid here.
I kill at birthday parties.
I studied under
you
Robert
should see
Easton,
my impression of the gangbang. That's impressive.
The dialect coach. My favorite Robert Easton story is when he was trying to teach Arnold Schwarzenegger to do a Russian accent for Red Heat. And there's one line where he's feeling a guy's neck to see if he's still alive. And he says, "This man has no balls." Wow, you can tell that by touching his neck. You are good. But because in his particular accent, you know, the voice consonants and all of this.
That's the
balls sounds like balls, the same word.
What did I say?
This man has no balls.
Sorry. I mean,
okay?
I'm snacking.
I didn't even have to take off his lederhosen to find it out.
No.
I can feel his balls in my mouth. No, see, it's a horrible
I don't
accent.
Know if you are a political aficionado like we are, but... That was, well, Jim and I, it was our favorite moment ever. When, remember the California governor's race?
Mm-hmm.
When everybody in the fucking world ran? But Arnold Schwarzenegger and Arianna Huffington, remember that debate?
Yes.
Fucking great. That I they saw. Needed a fucking UN headset for, remember?
Arnold,
I said that you're an environmentalist, you drive a Hummer down the subway, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about. The sounds coming out of your mouth. I don't know what it is. What is that? Where are you from? What is that sound you're making? It's not a language.
Okay. Right? And you're just like, we're like, are we going to change our slogan to California? What the fuck?
The only debate that there had to be closed captioning. Everything was in English.
The state is called California.
Move out of California.
California.
Me and Maria.
And the maid.
Wow.
Yeah. And remember he ran out of fucking like movie catchphrases after the first 2 weeks? You're like, oh, that was cute at first that you were going to terminate deficit and blah. Hasta la vista, Gray Davis. And then we're like, ha ha, because you... And then it was like, oh, really? Yeah. Fuck. Now we're
Gray
down to,
Davis has no balls.
We're down to kindergarten cop and shit. Like, really? Just
last action hero.
It is a tumor in our budget. I thought it was not a tumor, but it is a tumor.
It was a tumor, now it's a dreamer. Ah!
Yeah, I know.
What?
Well,
sorry.
We're watching.
Yeah, we're just letting
like,
you go on.
We're just
going
to let you guys go.
I'm sorry. Nah. See? That's the only guy you could just like do that. Nah.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to be a word.
Yeah, it sounds just like.
Okay.
Just like.
All right. Okay. So what? So you do all this political activism in addition to your comedy. What's happening?
Your puppy's in my mouth.
Okay. All right. Well,
you don't have a cat, right? It's not your cat. You don't,
oh,
yeah,
oh,
see?
Gotta
oh,
get
I
cats.
Do. I have a cat.
Oh,
I have two cats.
His cats
together
in my
we
mouth.
Have six
cats.
Yeah.
I had one breakup over that. Wildly allergic to cats. Oh. She had two cats. Oh,
that'll do it.
You're my allergic to pussy? Wow, you are a bad lesbian.
Yeah, right? I'm a bad lesbian. I hate pussy.
You're what'd you say about cats?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, my ex had a couple I fell in love with, but normally I just like, I can't. Because most of the women I date act like cats. Like, pet me until I don't want you to, and then I'll scratch the shit out of you. Like,
yeah.
Love me. Love me until I don't want you to.
Yeah, right.
And I get to call. And you'll never know when it's going to happen.
That was like her cat. Her cat was like.
Yes.
The cat bit my toe in the middle of the night once, and she was like, that's so funny. I was like, no.
It's not funny.
It's not. There's a. I'm bleeding. Oh my god, I used to bring that cat, you know, cuz you know how you're in the early stages of being like, I used to bring that cat fucking like leftover sushi. I'm like, "Oh, how about some Toro? How about some and
this
the cat
sushi
would be like,
stale.
"Oh, this is so nice. Thank you." And then she'd be like,
"Yeah."
And fucking bite me every time.
That's great. Same, and it's what's funny is that you could touch her the exact same way you did the day before and
right.
It felt amazing. And that day, Oh, no, don't touch her there.
Oh, no, I learned the cat game where they're like, oh, no, I love you, and I really want you to
when
touch
they're rolling
my belly.
Around on
touch
their
my
back?
Belly.
Yeah,
touch
no.
my belly. And then I'd be like, oh, look, she finally loves me. Oh, mother!
Yeah.
Jesus Christ! Like, all four paws, right?
And
like,
nothing
all
swells
four paws. Blood.
And nothing swells up like a cat scratch.
Yeah.
It looks like you've been attacked by Edward Scissorhands. Like, it could
cat
just be a flesh
wound.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah.
But it's
no.
horrible.
It's
not a flesh wound.
Remember when I first got Jazz,
yes.
my kitten? And
yes. You would come in.
He would attack, and I'd be, like, scratched all up here. Because I'd try and pick him up, and just...
I'd always be like, Chris, you can tell us. Or no, we'd be like, you can tell us. Is there a domestic violence situation with the new boyfriend?
Chris, if you become a
really
cutter.
The cat excuse again?
Yeah, well.
I don't know. Pussy excuse not working.
Well, since I got the second cat, they attack each other. They don't attack me anymore.
Awesome.
So,
that's perfect.
And then he got a yeast infection, got rid of that one too.
Yay!
That was in 1990.
What?
What?
What? Dana Gomer,
what?
So, what? All right. So, tell us your whole, how did you get into comedy? You were going to be a big Bull Dyke gym teacher at some point, and then what happened?
Honestly, I think I auditioned for my high school talent show, and I won.
What?
Hey. A 10-minute standard routine.
What?
It's recorded. It was on an 8-track, and we had to make it into we digitized it the DVD, and I turned on the video.
Right.
And I was telling jokes about my ex-boyfriends and why it wasn't working out so well. I am wearing. A pair of jeans, a button down, and a tie with polar bears on it.
Uh-huh.
I look just like Paula Poundstone.
Oh,
it was amazing. Okay. So I did that, and then I didn't touch the stage for about 8 years. And a little bit of a sad part of the story. We can just have a moment. I dated a woman that was a pilot in the military.
Mm-hmm.
And She went to an audition with me because there was a show that used to come through Albuquerque called Funny Lesbians for a Change, and I saw the brilliant Suzanne Westenhofer headline.
Yes.
And I was like, I want to know what that laugh feels like. I want to know what that feels like. So I went in for the audition, and I came in too late. They said, you're going to have to wait till next year. During that time, the woman that I had been dating moved to Florida, and she was on a military exercise in Puerto Rico, and her plane hit a mountain.
Oh, my God.
So we lost her.
I'm so sorry.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, it's one of those moments in your life, though, that you're like, what the fuck am I doing? I still need to go after this dream. So I did, and I auditioned, and it was auditioning in a very... You can still smoke. Very smoky gay bar.
Yep.
Five lesbians, five old lesbians. Let's see what you got. I was like, okay. I had been practicing my routine in a lint brush in front of my sister's stone friends. I was the funniest person on the face of the earth.
You're like, straight people are so easy.
Oh, my God. They think I'm amazing. And so I went and auditioned, and they're like, we'll give you a seven-minute set. So the way the show was set up is that there was some... A woman named Nancy Norton, who lived in, I think, Colorado at the time. I'm not sure if she still does comedy, but she was headlining. And then there was, like, the gay women's chorus and some drag kings and a storyteller and another comedian. They're like, we're going to have you go second in front of 650 people in a sold-out theater.
Yeah. Wow.
That was the first time I went up. And honestly, I was so nervous. I could see my heart beating through my shirt. I didn't touch the microphone.
You're like, this is not a comedy prop. It's actually
I didn't touch the microphone. I thought I was going to turn it into like an amplifying vibrator of some sort. Just, and I'm like, oh God. Yeah. I'll be in the back for a minute. And then I hit my first big joke and I heard the most deafening laughter. Right. And I was like, this is it.
Come on, great. Jim. You know what it is. It's
you
crack.
You know what it is. It's that's
comedy
my drug.
Crack.
I don't do drugs. That I felt like I could fly that day.
I don't either. This I'm is an another thing. Lesbian that doesn't do drugs. And doesn't know even what the fuck bourbon is. Anyway, my point is, so,
I have some bourbon, but I'm going to drive later. So it's probably better.
No, you're
I think
not.
The bottle of wine
you're
is
probably
going
to stay here like you do most nights after the happy.
Perfect. So I started doing open mics and I started taping things. And then I started, I got a random little write up in Curve Magazine that was like the top next 15 comedians to look out for.
Oh, wow.
And then, I did a show at the Miz Foundation in New York City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have all the same causes. Yeah. You do a lot of like, you know, human rights campaign.
I love
feminist stuff. And yeah.
Been with HRC since 2009. I've raised. I also have a very weird gift of live auctioneering.
Really?
Wow. Oh wow!
So
talk really fast. Talk really fast. Do it. Do it.
15 hundred. I got 1,000 right here. 1,000. I've got a glass right here. I'm at 1,500. I got 1,500 here. So you want 15,500? I got 15,500. You're going to go 2,000. 2,000. We go 2,500. 2,500. There. You want 2,700?
That's
27,500 right there.
Fucking hot.
It's kind of amazing. So,
you're like the FedEx girl.
I can do things with my mouth. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, yeah.
Interesting.
But I've helped to raise over $3 million for the organization since 2009.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's where you met Robin Michelle Reiner.
Yes.
Who, you know, at the HRC.
They were, it's so funny because Princess Bride is my favorite movie of all
one of my favorites
time.
Yeah. Well, American President is mine because you know what?
Spinal Tap.
The Reiners say you're funny. And in the absence of true.
People want leadership, Mr. President.
In the absence of true humor. People listen to anyone that steps up
to the microphone.
Right, that's right.
They want leadership. They're so thirsty for it. They'll crawl through the desert toward a mirage,
that's
and when they discover there's no water, they'll drink the sand.
Sand, Jim.
People don't drink the sand.
Fucking sand, my friend.
They drink the sand because they don't know the difference.
They drink the sand because I got chlamydia from eating.
He did not get chlamydia. He got a thing on his tongue. Okay,
he says he got cancer.
These new signs, I know we'll go back to this, but the billboards, and I know they're good, but they're like, some like beware of syphilis, or put like the new signs, billboards that get all blurry at the word syphilis, and I'm like, what is happening?
Right? am I going
that's
blind?
That's the first sign of syphilis if you can't read the signs.
Syphilis, I can't read that
sign. Was that the worst PR move ever, Michael Douglas going, I got cancer from licking my wife's clit, or maybe someone else's clit, who knows?
Yeah.
What? What'd they say?
Yeah.
My cell phone's ringing. I don't...
I think he played Liberace just to get away from that whole story.
Just to get the taste out of his mouth.
Hey! Hey! All right. Hi. Where were we? Sorry, I can't remember. We got off track again.
Help
me.
All the things we raised money for.
Yes.
Yes. Oh!
Human rights campaign.
$3 million.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And other stuff. Nice. I've been doing branching out a little bit. I did a benefit last Saturday in New York City for Up to Us Sports, which raises money to get coaches trained and to go into urban and areas so that kids that don't have mentors can get good coaches and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what was I going to say? Well, I mean, you know, you mentioned your thing, and we all have stuff to, you know, motivate us early in life. My high school boyfriend died of AIDS. And so,
wow,
you know, I've done a lot of stuff for AIDS, yeah. but that was back when we both didn't know we were gay. Like we, you know, and then, you know, he was with his first, I'll never forget because he was his first guy, you know, that summer after high school, when you're like, oh my God, we're going to be together forever. Even though we're going to different colleges, we're going to really, and so like in college, he's like, and I was like, well, when were you your first guy? He said the summer after high school. I was like, you fucking bastard, ass face. What? We were, remember with the fucking humping to the bread songs?
I hate you and your ass face.
Oh, anyway. But, I mean, yeah, but, shockingly. You know, yeah. Things he died you very early. He yeah. was one of the original, you know.
I mean, considering how long I've yeah. been in theater and music, it's yeah. it's amazing that I only know of one right. guy who died
that
of
That actually is amazing, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, so I know. Yeah. And he was, like, the best guy in the world. Like, he was my biggest fan. Yeah. He, you know, when he was dying, had the you know, ad for my disastrous late night TV show.
Oh, I remember that.
I did not even. He had it, and he
with your Paula Poundstone vests.
Yeah, Jesus. We have a lot in common.
Stephanie, I saw a picture of myself from just 3 years ago, and I'm like, why am I wearing a tablecloth? Why didn't someone say something?
Why did someone post a picture of me from Evening at the Improv in 1980, whatever, on Twitter? Did you see that?
1989?
Oh, did you have suspenders?
Oh.
I bet you did. Oh, my God, I bet you had suspenders.
No, I did not. But it was horrible.
The kids are wearing fanny packs now. I'm yeah. like, okay, wait a minute.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
But anyway, he said to the nurses, that's my girlfriend, and you know. Aww. So I know we all have those like things that are really aww. Bittersweet. Yeah. Like
I'm
early,
sorry
in
you
our...
lost him too.
Yeah, he's, oh, you know. And that was here's the thing that's amazing that you know, and we've met through the Reiners, and that we are right on the verge of marriage equality. He married his boyfriend on his deathbed when it was way before it was legal, but because they wanted to and yeah. they loved each other, mm-hmm. and you know his. Boyfriend told me the most heartbreaking story about when he died. He told me the whole story, you know, and he said, first of all, he said, I can't believe he took your call in the hospital. He said, you must really write. He didn't talk to anybody because he didn't have any voice anymore.
Yeah.
And he said, he just remembered Tom woke up and said, we got to go. I got to go. I got to go. And he said, okay, honey, let's go. You know, and he held him and he went. And I thought like, that was so long before this was really, and I never thought it would happen in my lifetime. I don't know if you did.
I actually
but the Reiners
wasn't sure either, yeah.
helped make this possible, yeah. and I think we're almost there in June, and how fucking amazing is
hopefully.
That?
Hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Not going to count our chickens before they're hatched, okay. but hopefully.
I'm counting every...
All right,
I'll tell
know.
You what.
I'm counting all my gay cocks.
every single
and
one
chickens,
of them.
And
right? chickens.
Yeah.
And roosters.
Yeah, that whole thing with the... I haven't been following it that close, but did you hear Kennedy's argument when he... pulled it away from LGBT issues and made it a sex discrimination, gender
yes.
discrimination
yes.
issue,
yes.
which was so brilliant.
Yes.
What was this?
So Kennedy, what
Justice
he basically
Kennedy.
Said is that if Jane wants to marry, I'm going to mess up the names, but if Jane wants to marry Bob and Tom wants to marry Bob, Jane can and Tom can't. So that's not an LGBT issue. They're discriminating against gender. And gender is a protected class
yes.
in the 50 states.
Yeah.
So that's a way, because Kennedy, what's and I have an awesome lawyer friend who explained this, is that he usually goes for LGBT mm-hmm. equality, but he's also very, very staunch a supporter of states' rights, and these two are butting up against each other.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
So if he I can know. Find a way to work around it with that,
right.
which was introduced by one of the other justices in some time ago,
mm-hmm.
That would be a way around it. It will be interesting to see how they rule.
And the lawyers were like, why didn't we think of that
I
argument?
Know.
Wait a minute.
Damn it. Yeah.
yeah. God so we'll see.
Holy cow.
I wasted my degree.
yeah. Yeah, but I mean, what an amazing time
yeah.
to be us in our, you know, this, it's like, this is the civil rights battle of our generation.
It is.
And it's incredible because I, you know, when people go, oh, Hillary, I'm like, I've evolved and I'm gay. Like, I didn't think this would be possible.
I
remember years ago, I was like, oh, like, yeah, whatever, like civil unions, like, because I never thought it would be possible in
right.
my
right.
lifetime.
I didn't either.
It really happened amazingly quickly. I mean,
right.
think of
and
how long
because
it
of the Reiners
for,
and Chad yeah. at the HRC, mm-hmm. I mean, it has really, I mean, it's gone
but
so
also
fast.
People like you, people that everybody speaking their
in
truth.
In the trenches.
Just
yeah.
speaking their truth,
yeah.
going, oh, it's my favorite comedian, it's my sister, it's my,
right.
you know, doctor, it's my... You
next
know,
door neighbor.
Brother. It's my, yeah.
Oh, I've gotten on some of the best. So my Facebook page, I have a fan page that's obviously open to the public, and then I have a private one. But the public one, I'll post stuff like about the Duggars that I want.
Right.
I don't know how to say their last
Duggar.
Name correctly. I don't care. Duggar.
Yeah. Duggar. I just met her.
Not, seriously. I know. I'm like, is 19 and counting?
Stop dugging.
Is 19 and counting the amount of kids Michelle's had or the number of people that Josh has molested?
Hey. Wow. Hey.
So, Dana. Sorry. We'll I went there.
Yeah, it's good.
So I'll do a Facebook post, and I'll get a lot of likes from, of course, people that are like-minded, and then the right, very, like, fundamentalist Christian crazies get a hold of my feed, and it's the best thing you'll ever see.
Oh yeah,
oh, it's awesome.
It happens with us too. Yeah,
and that's really when I just have fun.
By a G.
I love that. What was the latest thing? What's his fuck? Franklin Graham took his money out of the Wells Fargo because there was a Leslie commercial, and then he took it to another bank that's even more gay friendly. I just picture him dragging Gadget Crash around like, who the fuck hates faggots? Jesus Christ! Where do you have to go to get a faggot-hating bank?
He pulled it out of Wells Fargo and he put it in the bank that's sponsoring Miami's gay pride.
Yeah.
He said he's going to give the money to Billy from, like, It's a Wonderful Life next.
Don't give the money to Billy! He's just going to bury it in his backyard.
He's going to take it to Mr. Potter.
Ugh. What a schmuck. So funny.
Mr. Potter, you're nothing but a warped, frustrated old man.
You know what's going to happen, that Franklin's going to end up, like, getting caught trolling Grindr or, like, getting a knob job in a bathroom by
absolutely.
A pool boy.
Oh, absolutely.
Within the year. Yeah. I'm like, the lady does protest too much.
I'm like, oh, you don't trust the banking system like Denny Hastert. All right. Don't put it under Denny Hastert's mattress. You know what's going to happen? Might be some shit going on.
Wrestling is a really manly kind of sport where you get to grab another guy's junk. Oh, said too much.
Oh, God.
I went too far.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what I call a half Nelson. Yeah, up in there.
Oh, now it's a full Nelson.
I gotta go eat a kielbasa now.
Oh, Nelson, Jesus. What are you doing there?
God, I love a good, big, juicy bratwurst. It is just God. It really is hilarious. It is like the dying gasps of the homophobes as we're like almost.
I always love
and they're just getting louder.
Larry Craig was just so.
Larry Craig, I love my wife.
I love my wife.
I am not gay.
You know, Matt, have you ever been in a bathroom stall and you had a bit of toilet paper stuck in your shoe and you had to twist around and try to pull it off of your shoe and suddenly you had a man's penis in your mouth?
No, that has never ever happened to me. No.
Now let me be clear. I am not gay. I never have been gay.
No.
I love my wife.
He loves his wife.
Sure.
Just
sounds
like Marcus Bachman.
It does.
Thank you.
Marcus Bachman.
Marcus Bachman.
They're like, Marcus Bachman. They're like, are you gay? He's like, I'm not gay. And a purse fell out of his mouth.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was a clutch. I think that's what the femmes call it. I don't know. And his whole pray the gay away.
Barbarians need to be disciplined.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do need to be disciplined.
This is actual Marcus Bachman audio. Yeah.
We have to understand, barbarians need to be educated. They need to be disciplined.
Especially with jazz hands and spirit fingers.
I love that. And some glitter. They need to glitter in their eyes. Glitter bomb! Michelle Bachman, yeah, marriage equality is going to threaten traditional marriage. I'm like, the only marriage it's going to threaten is yours because now your husband is free to marry the
exactly.
man.
Exactly. Yes. And didn't she hide from lesbians at one event?
Oh, yeah.
She hid in the bathroom.
She didn't hide from shoving a giant sausage in her mouth.
Okay, did she hide
in a bush? Ironically,
she
hid in a bush. And I said, that's a bad place to hide from lesbians.
It's a horrible place.
What? All right.
Any lesbian in the 70s can get through that bush.
Hey! What are we talking about? What the hell?
I don't think we're talking about gardening.
No.
Although in Australia, they call it their lady garden, which is kind of amazing.
Lady garden.
So
I dive into a lady garden.
You have an Olivia trip. How do you know your partner's ready to get...
Of course, it's 45 degrees outside.
She trims her lady garden. I was like, oh
really? Well, what the fuck? Like, Gwyneth Paltrow now makes us feel bad if we don't squat over a rice cooker to do... What the fuck is that?
To steam
vaginal steaming? Why?
Your snatch, yeah.
But why? Why must
I don't
steam
know.
My snatch?
You're asking me?
Because it's better than frying?
I haven't been down there since 1990.
Paltrow, who tried to live on food stamps? Were we Gwyneth
Paltrow? Yeah, hello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to deep fry your lady parts.
No. Was that during the week that she was like, food stamps, I can't afford soap. I'm just going to steam it out. Like, what was that about?
Okay, can I just see one thing that I'm seeing in... do you actually drive a pickup truck?
Yes.
Oh, wow. A jock, and you drive a pickup truck.
Is there one of my handyman here?
Oh, stop.
Oh, honey.
Are you kidding?
That's so cute. You know what's so funny? Because Meredith Baxter, who is a friend of mine, who's been on the show.
Lovely, yes.
Who is lovely. But when she first started dating Nancy, her current wife.
I love Nancy.
Nancy is she's a contractor.
Yes.
And she, Meredith said she used to make her park her pickup truck down the street.
You can get some drywall on the back of it.
Down the street. Oh my God, do you know, I need some drywall. Seriously.
That's Rex. I've had him for 17 years.
But wow. She used to make Nancy park her pickup truck down the street because she was like, can't park it.
Oh, he's all beat up. I'll pull up in Beverly Hills, throw the keys to the valet and be like, hey, don't scratch it. And they're like,
that's great.
Oh my God, you are like lesbian stereotypes 101.
It's
you
horrible.
Have a degree in like
physical education. I drive a truck.
Oh my God.
I don't like cats though.
No.
I didn't want to overdo it.
All right. Yeah. It's like, okay, the even stereotypes of us are like, that's a little too fucking much. Come on. Jesus. Really?
Tone it down, Dana. It's fine. I won't lose my car.
A lesbian who doesn't like pussy? That's weird.
Let's talk about something we have in common. We've had so much in common, but dating straight girls. Okay. You shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Both of you shut the fuck up. So, I had a lesbian friend that used to say, you can't try it. There's paperwork. There's an oral exam.
Certainly hope so.
The oral exam's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But listen, I think that's going to be the next front in when we get marriage equality is the labels. The younger and younger you go in whatever, the kids
they care about it now.
They're not into labels.
Whatever.
And listen, whether
they're
it's
into
Meredith
Libya,
Baxter or everybody
Raven
identifies
Simone.
Every right. Everybody identifies differently as saying like either. Oh, I always knew he was gay, or I'm a bi, or
Maria Bellows, now I'm whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, so what's been your experience with that, Nina Goldberg?
Let's see. I think I've only been one person's first. So after that, she actually stayed on our team.
Oh, okay.
Good job. Nicely done, ma'am.
See,
nicely
I think
done.
I think two things happen, and I may have some listeners that want
to
argue.
You got the toaster, right?
I think you are a good gateway lesbian for any straight woman that is like, she's so pretty, and this would just be really sorority fun.
Just a little.
Or they some women that are quote-unquote straight date very masculine women because it's the closest thing that still feels
like a man.
Like they're running into gender, you know, stereotypes and roles, but they get to connect with them on a more intimate, vulnerable level because they're women and they can talk and feel.
I think with a lot of women that say, enjoy sex with men. I fall in love with women.
Yeah.
I know women that have either been married to men, been with women later.
Yep.
It's the late in life lesbian, Jim, that we've heard so much about.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about
speaking
those,
of
Jim.
Meredith Baxter.
I've been married twice.
So. Yes. And we're just waiting for Jim to come out as a lesbian.
Oh, I did that a long time
did
ago.
Did you? I think sexual is a fluid. I believe in the Kinsey scale. I think that sometimes it's just about the person. I think that people have levels of sexuality that they go through.
But here's the thing, having dinner with the Reiners, talked about this once. I said, okay, so does somebody that's been straight and now is in love with a woman, does that hurt your Supreme Court born this way case? At that time, they said, yeah, I think it does. And I haven't talked to them lately about whether that's changed because I think that there are so many people that don't fall into those labels. Mm-hmm. And my nephew, who's bisexual, has said, how does that negate the born this way thing? You were born gay. Someone was born straight. I was born bisexual,
they
probably. How does that disprove born this way?
And people have, they have experiences that they... Some people get into relationships, marry, and it has nothing to do with sex. They just happen to have amazing relationships. That's how they choose to spend their life.
Right.
I think some people are born gay. I hate to argue this in case any right-wing fundamentalist asshole gets a hold of it, but I also think some people can decide, I don't want to use the word choose because then they'll focus on that, decide that, you know what, I am just happier with a woman. Or and I think society allows women to explore that more than men because there's probably a lot of men out there that would love to do that, but there's so much emasculation and there's going to be, you know, it's just not as acceptable. Mm-hmm. And we live in a society where a lot of, you know, the male fantasy is to women. So just in general, it's become more accepted.
Right. No, I've said that forever that I'm just like, I don't. They just don't get it. They just don't. They don't buy gay. They're like, oh,
we were at a bar.
You just haven't been with the right guy.
I was with my ex. I was
you
with
just
my ex.
Haven't seen my dick yet. I'm like, oh my God, that one.
That changes everything.
That's the dick. I had a boss that looked at me and he goes, Dana, if you've never had an ice cream sundae, how do you know you don't like them? And I said, Dan, have you ever had an ice cream sundae? And he was like, oh, good point.
Yeah, it's kind of salty.
So you're a Gold Star gay.
I am a Gold Star lesbian.
Awesome.
Yeah. What does that mean? Wait, what does that mean?
I have never slept with a man.
Yeah.
Wow.
No hand job, no blow job.
I haven't either.
Wow. Oh, you're a Gold Star lesbian too, Jim.
I'm a Gold Star lesbian.
Wow. I was a Catholic girl, so I did like everything but.
Oh.
Everything
got
it. But, like, because my mom and my sister were both like virgins when they got married.
Oh,
so
my God.
I literally, when I was younger, I just thought that was it.
Like Stephanie played a lot of Just the Tip when she was younger.
Exactly.
Just
the tip. Just to see.
Just to see. And I literally thought that. I thought, like, oh, you know, I'm a...
My ex
and my mom asked me when my coming out story, I was crying too, like, it's not. Mom. You know.
Yeah.
I got to an age where I'm like, oh, my God, I can't, like, do the pronoun thing and where I am at Christmas. And
How old were you?
I was old. Wasn't I, Chris?
I have no idea. We've never discussed this.
What? Chris, that's when you're supposed to say, Stephanie,
what
you're not
fuck?
Old now.
Oh, she's old.
I know.
I was in my 30s. I don't know. In my 30s, right?
That's pretty late to come out.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I had a weird...
Come out wherever you are.
Okay. Listen. Well, we've never talked about this, but okay. So I was with men. I was in my little Catholic girl. I was in love with my high school boyfriend,
yeah,
who died of AIDS, a college boyfriend, mm-hmm, who I loved,
right,
you know.
The guy in Italy?
Not that guy. That guy, no.
I feel like there was some eat, love, pray that happened.
Signore Salsi.
But my point is, I had my first experience right after college, right after my dad died, with a woman, and I didn't know whether I remember thinking at the time, I said, oh, well, we're not going to stop dating guys, are we? We're just like, this is the thing.
You know, a phase.
Yeah, this is a thing, right? This is like a... And so, anyway, what was my point? Oh, that I just didn't...
Did you go back to men after that?
Yes.
You did?
I was... No, and then I got my heart really, really broken by a woman, and I went back to men for like 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure how to... I
got my heart broken by women many times, and I never went back to a man.
See?
Never went there in the first place.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just listening to the show. But anyway, so then I finally told my mom, because But no, the same thing. I was crying, and she just hugged me and said, oh, honey... I thought you were a loser all this time.
Oh, my mom said, I thought you were athletic.
Oh, God.
Thank God
you're a lesbian, not an athlete.
You know what it is? Jeez. I was one of those girls that like was just career-oriented enough and had just enough boyfriends that my family really didn't know. And I was like, really? You guys are fucking stupid. Really? You had no idea. But they didn't. They really didn't. Yeah. They were shocked. They were sort of... But I think that's part of... What everybody tells me moves this conversation forward is because it's people that don't fit whatever stereotype.
Absolutely.
I had a fundamental misunderstanding what it meant to be gay or lesbian, because I just remember there was something about all these school teachers who were, men and women were getting together,
right,
homosexuals to say that we're just, we're just people and all this stuff. And
I
had assumed that gay men hated women and vice versa, but I thought, that's not what it's about at all.
Right.
They just want to be treated like,
My mom, that's the first thing she said to me. She said, oh, Steffi, well, you're so pretty. Don't you like men? And I said, are you attracted to men? And I said, actually, yes, Mom, I am. But I said, I think I just feel more comfortable in a relationship with a woman. And so, and then she went through all the things that, did I do something wrong?
Right.
What did I do?
Well, right. She's very Republican, too.
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah. She must love you. That was like two strikes.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm a lesbian, and I have the number one Democratic radio show on.
Number one liberal book.
Can't wait for Christmas.
Oh, my God. Do you know what she just said today?
What?
I haven't even told this on the regular show yet.
Okay.
Just today she called. I don't know, because my mom and technology. First of all, I didn't even told her because it's only an e-book. She doesn't have a fucking computer. I was like, maybe I can just skate on this. So she called and she's like, oh, Steffi, you called and I missed the call. I was like, no, Mom, I didn't call you. Oh, no, but I saw it on my phone. I was like, I didn't, but okay. And I was, because I was thinking, oh, fuck.
She heard about your book.
It's about the book. Oh, shit. Like, and then... So anyway, I was like, oh, no, Mom, I'm going to see her next week. And I'm like, oh, no, I'll print it on my thing and I'll bring you a thing. But, and then she said, oh, well, I saw you on the, what's the black fellow? I was like, oh.
Muhammad Ali?
Al Sharpton. She's like, oh, yes.
What was she doing watching Al Sharpton?
Because I told her I was going to be on. She goes, oh, but you weren't on, who's the black
black. Isn't it funny how they get laryngitis?
I'm the man who talks really loud in the microphone, even
you
though...
You think she'd like him, because she can't hear.
They whisper what they think are bad words.
Right, but she just was like, who's the show? I didn't... Oh, the black.
I know I got a microphone on my lapel, but I'm still going to shout at the top of my voice.
I feel like that Al Sharpton and Bill Cosby just had a baby. I don't even know what happened over there.
You see?
No, and I realize I'm going to get fucking busted because Sean Hannity said he's going to have me on this radio show, and she'll hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Because she loves him. She's like, he seems like such a nice guy. I'm like, no, really not. No, really not. He's really a fucking asshole. But okay.
Right. Who is this really? What's the Cuban?
No, not Bill Cosby. Sean Hannity. All right. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, but your mom was supportive, like, right? My mom was, too.
She was.
For who she is. Yeah. She was really like, oh, Steffi, like, hugged me.
I almost have to give your mom even more credit. I mean, if she's Republican, she grew up like that. My mom grew up in Brooklyn. You know, she went to the show that the Beatles were on.
Oh, Ed Sullivan.
And she went to that Sullivan show. They got into the, you know, that's, oh, she crap. Went to a lot of stuff that... And lived a life that was very liberal, her best friend. I got lucky, so my coming out wasn't hard. My brother came out before me. I give your mom a lot of credit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I do different. Too.
Yeah.
No, I do too. It's just, you know what it is? It's outside their experience.
Exactly.
They just didn't talk about that in their generation. I'm sure they knew people.
Yeah.
They just didn't, it was, even in my dad and Goldwater's, they didn't talk about pro-choice and pro-gay rights. They just, those weren't issues.
Right.
They didn't talk about it. So Barry Goldwater was really pro-gay rights and really, you know, pro-choice on the Senate floor in the 80s. My dad was gone. My dad was gone in 83. But you go, like, Barry Goldwater has a gay grandson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gay. Like, you know, and that does affect people's debate.
You think it
because
does.
Because it's people they love.
Fucking Duggars have a lesbian sister, and she's still in that case.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. Michelle Duggar.
Her sister's a lesbian.
Yeah.
She grew up in a liberal family from Ohio, Midwest somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yep, she just got in this cult.
Let's... Travis, get that Clint Licker on the show. Let's go. we got happy hours coming. All right, Dana Goldberg, you are as delightful as Robin Michelle Ryder said you were. How can we follow you in a creepy way? I know that you have a DVD, Hot and Bothered, Dana Goldberg Live, that you taped in Albuquerque. Also, you had a comedy special, One Night Stand-Up, on the Logo Network. Yep.
Yeah. I've got a new CD that came out last year called Dana Goldberg Crossing the Line.
Awesome.
You can get all of that on my website, which is danagoldberg.com. For the tweets, the twits, the twats out there, you can follow me on Twitter.
All you twats, follow her.
DG Comedy. And that's basically my handle on Facebook and everything else, just DG Comedy.
Awesome.
We are in love.
I might want to have my first foursome.
Yay! Kermit Flail. Okay. Dana Goldberg, we fucking love you. Say fuck one more time before you go.
Fuck!
Fuck!
Yeah!
Happy fucking happy hour, everybody. Thanks,
Dana!
Thank you!
Cheers!